Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend with us, folks. Julie Yack is with us. She is the co-founder and chief operating officer of Colorado Technology Consultants Incorporated. And as you probably figured out, she's from the great state of Colorado, where we have a handful of stations out there, KRCN and et cetera, a bunch of folks out there across the Front Range. We're glad to have all you guys listening to us, all of Julie's neighbors. Julie Yack, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Julie, it was good to see you yesterday. And as I came over to your gathering, your Association of Competitive Technology gathering, which is an organization that you belong to, and you've been a member for a while. I know this is your first event. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys were doing yesterday?
Well, we've just been making sure that the group of us who are concerned with small business issues, such as intellectual privacy, property rights, things of that nature, that we're all up to date on the important issues and that we're being given the opportunity to have our opinions heard.
Right. And so what you were doing yesterday with ACT, and this is folks, as you know, Jonathan Zook and Steve DelBianco have been members of my brain trust for way more than a decade, and way all the way back into the last millennia, I should say. And these you guys were going through kind of a training session, learning about the issues, learning how to speak to your members of Congress, to your representatives, to let them know how the decisions that they're making about macro technology issues, bandwidth, privacy, as you said, et cetera, that when they make these macro issues, they affect small business in a micro way, but they affect them very, very dramatically and maybe in a very dangerous way, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, because I have less ability to absorb a big change than a larger corporation.
Right. And so, folks, and Julie, I'm proud of you. Let me say that up front. I'm proud of folks like Julie, the members of ACT that were there yesterday, the members who were with me, who are here this week also from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce I've been working with. These are people who not only are running businesses just like you, but they care enough about the issues to come here to Washington, D.C., to learn about what's going on, to prepare, and to go and visit with their members of Congress and to tell them how the decisions they're making are affecting the real job creators in America. So I congratulate you, Julie. I congratulate all the others. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, I'd like to encourage you, find an organization that you feel connected to and get involved. Julie, we've got to get more small business owners organized and working together, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, because nothing will change if you just watch what happens around you. You have to be involved.
Well, what I've learned is you know, if you do nothing, then if you say nothing and you do nothing about these policy issues, then you're relegated to taking what the government gives you and who can then presume that you don't care.
Correct. And that's a very unfortunate position to be put in because we all have opinions. We all have things that impact us both personally and professionally. And we have influence over those things, and we just have to make sure that our influence is taken.
Now today you're literally going on the Hill today to meet with members of Congress, aren't you?
Correct.
Tell us what are you going to say to them?
Well, I want to let them know that small business is not really small business; it's big business because we employ so many people and we give so many opportunities to the people who want to move up and then have their own small businesses. And that the things that matter to us, those macro policies you mentioned, have a big impact on us.
Well, and see where your industry, and I pointed this out, if you remember, Julie, I pointed this out in my presentation to you guys. You guys, the intellectual tech, the, I'm sorry, the, the, uh, the IT industry, the internet technology, telecom, all those guys, people who are creating the technology right now, all of you guys are kind of unique because you're creating the tools that allow small business owners to grow and to leverage their business model much more efficiently, aren't you?
Correct, and we are consumers of the things that we and others like us are creating as well.
Right, exactly. So, folks, Julie, again, thank you for your service. And, folks, I encourage you to be more like Julie. Be more like these folks that I've been up here with. Even if you can't come, Julie, what I'm recommending is if you can't spend the time, and some of them can't, Julie, you probably can remember times when you just couldn't get away. But if you can't do that, at least find an organization that you believe can speak for you and give them a donation. Support them financially. What do you think, Julie?
Oh, absolutely. And in addition to financial support, you can support from a distance with your time and your energy. You don't have to fly to Washington, D.C. to be able to make that difference. You can be involved locally and make just as much of a difference.
Well, for one thing, your members of Congress come to your town, don't they, sometime during the year?
Correct. They're all from the same place you are.
Yeah, and so make sure you go to a town hall meeting, tell them what's on your mind. You know, another great organization that I encourage people to get involved in is the local Chamber of Commerce. They do a lot of great advocacy work, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're definitely right in the thick of things with all the other businesses.
Judy, tell us what your company does specifically.
Well, we're a small consulting firm. Our roots are in making custom software. We do business with other small business as well as Fortune 100 companies. It just depends on who needs our specific area of expertise and our style.
Are you a Windows-based programmer? You use a Windows platform, or what do you do?
Yes, we are a Microsoft-based shop. My personal expertise is in Dynamics CRM, but that's not just what our company does. Our company does more traditional software programming as well.
What's an example of something you might build for somebody?
We would take something that already exists, for example, Microsoft CRM, and extend it to something more. So use it for more than just managing.
So you take Microsoft Customer Relationship Management software and take that platform and customize it for the particular application of that company.
Correct. And by the time we're finished, it may not even resemble CRM again.
Right. There you go. See, folks, this is what's happening out there. And these people like Julie are giving folks like you the power that 20 years ago only the big companies had. Now it's available to a small business for not only a fraction of the cost, but at an affordable cost. And that's the reason why this industry is so important and why I always will support them in the work that they do. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Julie Yak. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.